Okay, today we're going to talk about situations where we have infinitely many sets to manipulate and what notation is needed to handle situations like that. So suppose we have sets S1, S2, dot, 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 so infinitely many sets, one corresponding to each positive integer. Then consider the union of these sets. And we write this as the union from j equals 1 to infinity of S sub j. And this is the set of all x such that there exists a j so that x is an sj. That's a sensible definition of what this union means. Similarly, we have intersection j equals 1 to infinity of sj, and that's equal to the set of all x so that for all j, x is an sj. And again, that's a sensible definition of what the intersection of these infinitely many sets should mean. In both of these definitions, I used a triple equal sign, which is standard notation to mean is defined to be. Other texts use different notations that you will encounter in your later classes in other books. Okay, now let's look at an example to illustrate what we were just talking about. Let Q be the rational numbers, let S of J be the set of all X in Q. So that 0 is less than x is less than 1 plus 1 over j, for j equals 1, 2, 3, and so on. Let us describe the union and the intersection of these sets. Notice that S1 contains Sj for every j. In other words, the Sjs shrink in size, and therefore the union of the Sjs is just S1. And S1, of course, is a set of rational numbers x so that x is greater than 0 and less than 2. The intersection is slightly more interesting. If x is in Q and x is greater than 1, then if we select j bigger than 1 over x minus 1, then x is not in Sj. It follows that x is not in the intersection. On the other hand, if x is in the rational numbers and x is greater than 0 and less than or equal to 1, that lies in Sj for every j. It follows that the intersection of all the Sjs is the set of rational x so that x is greater than 0 and less than or equal to 1. Here's another example. It is entirely possible for nested non-empty sets to have empty intersection. Let Sj be the set of all rational x so that x is greater than 0 and less than 1 over j. Certainly, each Sj is not empty, for it contains the point 1 over 2j, and in fact, each Sj has infinitely many elements. And notice that the sets Sj shrink in size as j gets larger, so S1 contains S2, contains S3. And so forth. Finally, for any positive integer m, the intersection from j equals 1 to m of Sj equals Sm, the last set, because the last set is the smallest one. However, the intersection from j equals 1 to infinity of Sj is the empty set. Why is that? Notice that if x is greater than 0 and j is bigger than 1 over x, then x is not in Sj, hence x is not in the intersection of all the Sjs. If x is less than or equal to 0, then x is not an element of any Sj. As a result, no x lies in the intersection. The intersection is empty. In the examples given thus far, the index set has been the natural numbers, j equals 1 to infinity. It is frequently useful to use a larger index set, such as the real numbers or some unspecified index set. Usually, we specify an index set with the letter capital A, and we denote a specific index set index by alpha in A. Example: for each real number alpha, let S sub alpha be the set of X in the R so that X is bigger than or equal to alpha and less than alpha plus 1. Thus, each S alpha is an interval of length 1 that begins at alpha and goes to the right. We may speak of the union over alpha in A of S alpha, which is a set of all x so that there exists an alpha such that x is an S alpha, and the intersection over alpha in A of S alpha, which is a set of x such that for all alpha, x is an S alpha. For the sets S alpha that we defined above, the intersection over alpha in A of S alpha is empty, and this is so because if x is an R, then x is not in S sub x plus 1. So x is not in the intersection. On the other hand, the union of the S alphas is all of R since every real x lies in S sub x minus a half. Proposition: fix a universal set capital X, let A be an index set, and for each alpha in A, let S alpha be a subset of X. Then the complement of the intersection over alpha in A of S alpha is the union over alpha and A of the complement of S alpha, and the complement of the union over alpha and A of S alpha is the intersection over alpha and A of the complement of S alpha. And of course, this is just De Morgan's laws. And the proof is very similar to the various versions of De Morgan's laws that we proved earlier in the course. Further properties of intersection and union over arbitrary index sets are explored in the exercises. These will be very useful exercises for you to do. And that is the end of today's lesson. See you next time.